I think everyone should have a savings and investment plan, and that's different to trading. I think leverage is something you have to earn the right to. Trading, where you actually are putting in £1 and you're getting to hold a position of 10, has a whole different set of repercussions that actually takes quite a bit of comprehending and planning to manage. So everyone should first climb the rungs of the pyramid of foundation. Many people cut straight to just wanting to trade when they don't have any money being put aside in a unit trust or in precious metals if they think the fiat currency world's going to fail or whatever. Whatever your straight trading fundamental view, you should be doing more reading and education first. You have to earn the right to leverage. And you have to do that, A, by reading a lot of materials and also then by experiencing trading, probably in a demo world first. If I'm talking to people that are already traders, you know, I wouldn't say that, but if I'm speaking to someone who's just come out of graduate university and decides he's going to make his fortune by trading, I'd say show me that you've got the patience and that you're not in it just for the get-rich-quick element, the glitzy, shiny, psychological grab that pulls everyone in. Because when they see traders are making lots of money, often they might be thinking of some city individual with a Ferrari who actually is just nothing more than a broker and has a lot of flow that he trades and takes commission. You know, it's different. You need to people understand that trading is really what they want to do. And it is a transformative as well. You won't come in, or let's put it this way, you won't go out the same guy that went in. Because in terms of who you are, you will be forced to see your failures and in the mirror all the time. And you will keep seeing it until you transgress or you transform yourself to elevate to the next level, and then you go through that process again. So trading actually requires patience. That sniper that I referred to early on, you know, has to lie in a under a bush for 6 days staring at nothing and being alert. Incredible mental fortitude to make sure he gets that one high probability shot. But if he shoots a general, he changes the course of the war. As opposed to an infantryman who marches and makes a noise and shows that he's holding the territory. So be careful, you know, what you ask for. I think everyone should have some element of the stock market in them in terms of their savings strategy. But even still, if you're about to start a savings strategy, it's far better to drip feed into the money into the market over a long-term view and commit to it to a very long-term view. So if people are saying the market is expensive now, you would actually only be accumulating a small position all the way down. And if you continued and you said, look, I'm committing to this, this is what I decided to do, you would average cost down, and then eventually if the market then recovered, you would then have quite a sizable unit of size that would now be recovering with that, and you'd be net up. So I think I've got to differentiate between savings and investment and trading. Everyone should have something equity orientated as part of their savings investment strategy that they should do in a disciplined, consistent, long-term point of view without having to want to be a trader. Trading is the next level up, and leverage most people don't understand to the fullest extent. I talk of the recovery ladder on my trading program that I do, and you know, it's simple mathematics that everybody nods their heads and appreciates but fails to often understand. You lose 50% of your account, you have to make 100% profit to get back to where you were. You know, you lose 75% of your account and you're left with 25%. You've got to 4 times that money. You've got to make 300% to get back to where you were. If you lose, you know, even 25% of your pot, you've now got to make 33% to get back. So there comes a point once someone has dipped a certain scale down into the losses that I say the likelihood of you ever returning. In other words, if you get, you start reaching the 50% mark, if you've been that careless to lose the first 50% in any way, the likelihood of you making the 100% back is actually not good odds. And what tends to happen is people then trade even bigger still because they feel they have to make it back, which often accelerates the loss to zero. Or they may even get back once and then they do it again, but at one point you'll get bitten. Many will think I've dodged what he's talking about a few times. well, you'll dodge it, but it'll keep coming back and dogging you. You never lose the dragon. So you've got to put that, you've got to cage him. And the way you cage him is you place a system over him, a set of rules and criteria. That way he can only come out when he's calm and when he's walking and he's behaving and gets fed and gets put back away. He can't do any damage.
Okay, good. In terms of just, you sort of slightly touched on it there, but should investors consider trading at this point of time, do you think?
When you say this point of time, I assume you're thinking of equities in its current at its current level.
Well, I've just got here, why should investors consider trading at this point in time?
Yeah. Well, it depends very much on the market as to whether this point in time is good, bad or relevant. I tend to say if you're applying good principles, broadly your trading strategy should be robust for almost any set of market conditions. So I wouldn't over-fascinate about where people think we are. Everyone could say equity markets need to correct a lot more, and you could still go up 30% more before that correction occurs. But at the same time, it could indeed be months away from a 40% fall, neither of which I'm forecasting, by the way, but I'm just saying. So I wouldn't over-fascinate about the time. I'd say you must control that which is under your control. And that is your responsibility to strategy, your responsibility to self and your family to money manage correctly so that you never take an outsized loss. By staying in the game, you can win in the long run. So all the best premiership teams are generally not leaking goals. Chelsea's out front, they don't give many goals away. People just don't score very much against them. Simple as that. I think Schmeichel in Man U era, for those of football, will remember that I think there was one season he only let 12 goals in the whole season. Well, unsurprisingly, they won that year. So great defence keeps you in the game.